Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. No, you. I thought you ended the call.
Oh, hi, yeah, we have a conference call. Recognize number? Oh, one second.
Let me see if I can merge these calls one way.
I don't know. We're going to screw it up, man. Tell him, tell him to send the call, and I'll call him from...
Oh, yeah, he'll call you right back. Is that okay? Okay, no problem. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, the this number is going to my phone.
Oh wait, I just
hung
up. Oh,
wow. I hope this recording is okay. Yeah, just make sure it just don't disappear though. Like at the end, I'm like, hey, Rick, you got any other questions? And like,
dude, gone. We had two calls, right? And one of them, I wasn't like paying attention. And you referred to me, and I generally don't have anything to add. What's his name again?
Jeffrey.
Chip?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Hi, Clayton.
Hello, hey, how you doing, Jeffrey?
Good, good. Shoot away. Let's go.
Yeah, so I'm on the call here with my boss, Rick. He's going to actually give you a brief overview, and then I'll have some questions for you.
Okay.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for taking our call here. Just to give you a quick overview, so we're like a small tech company, and we're putting together an app to help like small local businesses.
Yeah.
So and you've used, I'm sure, some apps to support your business. But the basic features of the apps are lead generation. So we're going to bring customers to you, right? And then in addition to bringing customers to you, we're going to qualify them, make sure that the services that they need are within the scope of your service that you provide. And then invoicing, payment processing, and managing the customers, like your contact list, your all that customer information will be centrally stored and easily accessed through our app. And then reminders, like SMS and email reminders, as well as scheduling and GPS. So if you're mobile, are you mobile?
We were, but we're not.
So you're no longer mobile. Well, the GPS, basically, the customers will be able to come to you more easily via a map, right? And scheduling, so we'll have a full calendar set up, and you can, if you need, use the calendar to schedule your appointments and to have quick access and quick view of your day at any point in time. So those are the basic features. So we're looking to see what features you like, you don't like, and what's missing, and then we're going to kind of pick your brain about pricing as well. Clayton has some more questions for you, I think.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. So the first question I have for you, let's see here. When you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
Marketing.
Marketing? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And how are you currently getting your leads?
Through Google, through Yelp, through Instagram.
Okay. And how much are you paying?
Well, we have a I think it's a $300 budget monthly for Google.
$300 budget?
And Yelp, you know, just people see our reviews. And Instagram, we post daily and have a story.
Okay. So you're posting daily on Instagram. Okay, let's see here. And are you paying Yelp anything?
No, you know, I was going to last night. They sent me something. And I realized that I was, you know, falling into it. So I didn't want to. Yelp isn't my favorite company because it's kind of predatory in that, you know, it's great if you get customers from them, but if you get a bad customer, you get somebody that, that is off their rocker. I mean, this isn't my first bit of business with Yelp, and then they entice you with things like, oh, get $300 worth of free ads, but they want you to spend, $300 a month, and for a grooming business, that doesn't really work. I mean, in the old days when there was Yellow Pages, I had a half Yellow Page and I couldn't keep up with it. But now there's just a dozen different ways that a person can learn about you. And the one that I'm going to go to next, and it's the cheapest, and I keep forgetting about it, but I'm going to do it, is through the mail, through zip code mailing. And it's dirt cheap, and it's very effective.
Yeah, awesome. So let's see here, and what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads sent to you via call, email, or text?
Email would probably be texting is the flavor of the day.
Right, it sure is.
Yeah.
Okay. Text, okay, so let's see here. And also, so as far as our leads, we want to have two options for leads, and we just want to know which one would you prefer going with if you were working with us. Would you like cold called leads? And a cold called lead is just to call someone who, you know, is interested in your services, but it may or may not convert, and that lead would cost you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Then we also want to have an option. I'm sorry?
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then we also want to have another option to where we answer all the calls for you. We confirm your bookings. We set up the appointments. And for that, we would charge you a small commission between maybe 10 to 15% per lead.
Okay.
And out of those two options, what do you feel like would be more of a better option?
Well, you know, I've been a groomer for 30 years. I've been in the grooming business 30 years. And I can tell you that the likelihood of having a great client, a long-term client as a lead is, you know, I don't know what the percentages would be, but I'm just going through my Rolodex right now because I still believe in hand-picking people and contacting them. And I don't like the electronic thing, although it works. You know, it's easier to text than it is to make a call, leave a message, nuances in your voice, background noise in your voice, all of that sort of thing. So I'm not quite sure how I would evaluate. I mean, you could give me a lead, but if they weren't booked, I've got 1,000 leads in my infrequent file. And if I want to spend, you know, all my time calling them and trying to coach them to come in, that's one thing. But if you don't have someone saying, here's one for you. I've got a high-profile celebrity client in Pacific Palisades that needs to have their Labrador groom tomorrow at 10 o'clock with a mobile groomer. And that's a $65 to $70 stop. They want it every Thursday at 10 o'clock. That's a gold-plated client, and I can't find somebody to go do it for me. And I know a lot of people in the business. I called two of my past employees, and they said, oh, call the office and schedule a fucking appointment. Well, I'm sorry, but I am not going to do that. I'm talking to you, the owner, to work for me. And so looking for that kind of client, I'm not looking for somebody that just says, hey, my dog stinks and I haven't groomed it in a year. Where do I go? Because I'll see that customer once. If I give them any kind of courtesy about pricing, I'm just wasting my time. So that's a problem. But let's move on to the next question. You can deal with that. You can deal with that as you wish. I would want to pay a small percentage based on their their value as a client. If they're one shots, you know, I'm not looking for one shot business. I'm looking for clients.
Yeah, but ultimately, as far as someone rebooking, that would depend on the services that you're offering and, you know, the experience that they have with you, which is something that's, you know, completely out of our control.
It is.
But, yeah, so what we're just asking is that if we were to, you know, do all the legwork as far as speaking to the client, finding out what type of dog they have, and just sending you a filled-out form saying, hey, we have Susan that lives in Venice Beach. She has a Labrador that she wants groomed this Friday. We have an appointment set with her this Friday at 10 a.m., and she has confirmed and already paid $80.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the only thing you're doing is going to provide the service. And for that, what would you think would be a decent
10%.
10%? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it means you don't really have much interest in just a per lead, because a per lead client is someone that most likely isn't either is not going to book or book, and you'll never see them again, right?
Something to that effect, because almost everybody today has a cell phone and has data, and they have Google and they have Yelp and they have everything else, and if they need to find somebody, pretty easy to find.
Right, no problem. Yeah. And as far as scheduling, are you using any type of apps for scheduling, or are you doing it through the Rolodex?
Well, scheduling, you can maybe a notification, but not scheduling, because scheduling, you can talk to 100 people, and maybe 9 of them will be able to tell you what they can do on a given day, unless it's a Saturday or Sunday.
You're not using any apps to schedule your clients at the moment?
No. Nope.
Oh, okay. And let's see here. Now, as far as marketing, you said you are marketing on Google, Yelp, Instagram. Let's see here. You said
That's
you're
it.
Paying $300. And would you like, you said you would like assistance with marketing. Would you like assistance with social media marketing? That way, because we have options to where we can actually hire someone to specifically post your pictures and, you know, handle all of your social media marketing. Would you be interested in something like that?
We're good on that.
Okay. And have you used any apps before at all? Any apps whatsoever to run your business?
Nope.
Okay. We'll see. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
Point of purchase. We don't invoice.
How do you guys receive payment?
COD.
Let's see here. Would you possibly be interested in a mini CRM, which is a customer relations management system that keeps track of all your clients, keeps track of all your past history, keeps track of all payments, and, you know, when the last time you viewed, you know, it'll let you know, you know, pretty much it keeps track of everything that you've done as far
no,
as your customers.
Wouldn't be interested.
Okay. So for right now, the only thing that you would be interested in as far as growing your business and spending any type of money on would be just marketing, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, as far as an application, what are some features that would be important that a groomer should know in advance before they book an actual dog to groom?
When it was last groomed.
Okay.
What its age is.
Okay.
I think one of the benefits of our app for you would be to kind of track all of your clients. Like, for example, if you have a client who's pretty regular, but you haven't seen him in, you know, a year or, you know, 2 years, you could send, we could automatically send them a reminder over time, you know, like every, if they haven't rebooked in a year, then they get an email or a text message saying,
yeah,
hey, it's been a while since we've seen you. Your dog's probably matted and going to need a lot of work. Why don't you give us a call?
Yeah, I'm not interested in those kind of clients.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how often do your clients book you throughout the year? If you have a client that's that, you know, it's a regular, how often are you booked for that?
Weekly, biweekly, every 3 weeks, every month, every 6 weeks, and every 8 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And another option as far as pricing we're looking at is kind of like a subscription base that is like a flat fee every year, which would entail, you know, 5 or 6 or 10.
Yeah, okay, I understand. And where you want to go with that is you want to develop packages. That's
right.
The trick. Okay, so I'm into packages. I understand what you're saying. But
right.
No, you don't want a yearly thing. You want a package thing, and you want to get a credit card, and you want it paid up in front, and that's that.
Right. That's exactly okay. The case. So in those instances, you would get paid, but we would manage the processing of the credit card and all that.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. How much do you think we should price something like that at?
10%.
So there should be a subscription, or there should just be an overall 10% charge for whatever job is booked for you?
10% on the whole package.
So generally, you're never dealing with a dog that's matted, that's got a matted coat, right? They're always
dealing with it.
Oh, you're always dealing with it.
Yeah, we're always dealing with conditions that we can't see until they get here.
Right, right. Another feature that we offer is kind of a before photo. So you would receive via SMS or via the app a kind of a picture of what the dog looks like right now. Because we've talked to some groomers, and people sometimes don't even know what breed their dog is, right? So having a picture of it before they actually book, you know, might give you more information on how much work it's going to be, right?
Not really. You got to see it
no?
in person. You got to be able to run across.
You
got to
see it in person.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Well, it's better than a blind, right? Better than
not really.
Not really?
Yeah, because you can have a dog the size of a basketball that can take you several hours to do, and you wouldn't know that by looking at it in a picture.
Right, right, right.
It took me 4 hours to do a dog. I can send you a picture of it on Monday. It took me 4 hours to do it because I had to muzzle it. It bites. No?
Oh, right, right. And I'm sure you offer many different services, but generally speaking, it's an hourly rate that you charge, right? And approximately, what's your hourly rate?
If you ever want them back again, you won't charge them hourly rate. You'll know what it takes to do it, and you'll do it and charge them and let them know up front because, you know, that's like...
Right, but the same...
Go ahead.
Kind of the same service is different per dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the condition of their coat, right?
Right, right.
So you would charge a dog that's a lot of work more than one that's not as much work, right? That's correct.
Okay.
So
on average, how much is your rate? I mean, how much is your average charge for a service?
Well, there's. I'm doing a mailer right now on small, medium, large, and X-large, and there's four different prices. If you averaged it out, you'd be looking at about, you know, $55.
Okay.
But that's for a bath. That's not for a haircut. There's lots of variables. I mean, I get $20 to clip nails, you know, and most dogs need their nails clipped. There's dogs out, if, you know, I could go out with a special nailer on, come and get your dog's nails clipped, and they would come in just for that. But we do it as part of a bath. So if you're paying, if you've got a Jack Russell Terrier and it's $39.95 to do the bath, he gets his nails clipped in the process of that. So, you know, there's as I spoke to you the first time, there's a myriad of variables in this, and I appreciate what you're doing. Good on you. But the variables are huge, and I think you need a seasoned groomer on your staff to do things to make you aware of this, which is fine. That's all good. And again, remember what I told you. I said the weak link in this industry is there's no groomers. I have been in business. I've owned this business since the first of the year, and I have canned 7 qualified groomers. But they are all defective human beings. Some of them weren't even nice to dogs. Most of them just can't show up. The other ones have problems, whether psychological, addiction, or other, you know. So it's the groomer that you need to find. You need to find a
not
groomer.
Not the clients? The groomers. Oh,
no.
So, okay.
Go find groomers. Yeah, the clients are easy to find. If you've got a good groomer, they'll line up for them. They'll wait for them. They'll take them when they can. But let's move on here because I gotta get going here.
Okay.
But I do like helping you because I'm in this. I'm in this all the way. There's a lot to know. This is an $88 billion annual industry, and it's not slowing down. But here I am on a day where it's quiet because I just canned my groomer last week. You know, I won't put up with nonsense or unprofessional conduct or any other of that bullshit, you know.
Okay, so no problem. Okay, no problem. Well, thank you so much for your time. We do want to make sure that you are paid for your time. We do want to let's see here. Give me 1 second.
You don't have to pay me.
No, we definitely want to speak to you. You know, we want to speak to you in the future again, so we definitely want to make sure that you're paid. We'll pay you $100 for your time, and then hopefully maybe in the future have a meeting with you, with our boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
if you want to make a go of this, I can make it easy for you, but you know, I appreciate what you're doing because I love the grooming business, and it's a flawed industry.
And I think you have a lot of knowledge that we could actually use and learn from, so we definitely want to keep in touch and make sure that we keep you around. Like I said, we definitely want to pay you for your time. Who should we make out the check to, and where should we mail it to?
Barks and Bubbles.
Barks and Bubbles? Okay. Barks.
At 8320 Lincoln Boulevard.
You said 8320 Lincoln Boulevard?
Lincoln. Yeah. And the suite
in Westchester?
Is one. Pardon?
Are you in Westchester?
Yeah. 90045.
Okay. And what's the suite number you said?
103B.
103B. All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Jeffrey. We definitely will be in touch within the next month or so here once we get to the next phase of our development stages. But thank you so much for your time. You've been a great help, and we definitely look forward to working with you.
Well, I hope you're successful.
You.
All righty. Bye now.
All right, thank you. All right, have a good one.